Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, this is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23, Nike, Pepsi, and by Town BMW. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the UB Football Insider Show. We are here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. I'm voice of the Bulls, Paul Peck, joined right now by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. We're going to recap the amazing Buffalo victory over the weekend at Temple, get you ready for a huge showdown to start the Mid-American Conference schedule for the Bulls on Saturday against undefeated Eastern Michigan. Our special guest will be Bulls defensive end Chuck Harris. So we've got a lot to go through and a lot to touch on over the next hour. And we start it right off with, first off, congratulations on a great win. I feel like I've said this a number of times over the last couple of years, but it's one of those games that every Bulls fan will remember, and one of those signature games that I think as a season unfolds, you and your team will look back and carry a lot of weight from what happened in Saturday in Lincoln Financial Field.
Well, thank you, Paul. It was a good win. It was an exciting game. I was really proud of the way our players and our staff battled through the flows of the game and how it went back and forth. But, you know, in order for that to be a signature win for us moving forward, we have to make sure we keep moving forward in the direction we want. You don't want that one to be a high point of a season or something. So a building block, absolutely, to get a road win in a setting like that and against an opponent like that is something we've been waiting for, been striving for, and excited to move on from there.
The resiliency of your team, I think, is the word that I keep hearing and I keep thinking about. The ability to have a lead, lose a lead, and then this second half was back and forth, 3 lead changes in the second half, and not only lead changes, but the kind of plays that anybody that's watched football knows can be crushing for a team when a punt gets blocked for a touchdown in the end zone. Yet your team just sort of brushed it off the shoulders and went right back to work.
Yeah, I think in football at any level, statistics show that if you have a punt blocked, your odds of losing that game are very, very high. and mainly because of momentum. To have something like that happen, to have a breakdown in protection at that stage of the game and still bounce back, again, shows what, you know, what I think this group has been about for over a year now, and hopefully we can continue to maintain that. You don't want to live in that world all the time of having those things and have to battle back from them, but you know that this group will continue to play and battle for 60 minutes.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show as we recap the big 36-29 win over Temple on Saturday that gives the Bulls their first 2-0 start in FBS history. Where does the resilience come from? It's something you can talk to your team a lot about. You can tell them about. They'll know they need to do it, but it's one thing to think about it, talk about it, and then to do it. So where do you think the team and the leadership have evolved from maybe a couple of games last year where there wasn't that last little bit of resiliency to fight through and get a close win to what we've seen so far here, particularly Saturday?
Well, I think it has to, you have to give credit to each individual, you know, first of all, in their makeup and their competitive nature, that got them to this point to be a Division I college football player. I think when you're able, I think we've talked about it here before, about some of our now older players when they were freshmen, maybe redshirting on the scout team, that other players saw that competitive nature with them. You credit the strength coaches and things that you do in the off season, competition drills and challenging that and fighting to the end and doing things. And then you go into the staff and those things and what you talk about daily and what you want to do. And then you put all those pieces together with your leadership and you keep going. You have a chance to see things that have happened in the past. You could go back to an Army game of overtime a couple years back. We always talk about the 7 overtime game and battling and seeing things happen. So you keep piecing those together and you see a group that believes in one another and they keep fighting to the end.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the football aspects of this very important win, and let's talk about the play that everybody is talking about. A little over a minute to go in a game that's tied at 29, a third down and 10 on a drive where your team had converted a couple of third downs already, and the signature play I think that everybody has already seen is Tyree throwing it to Anthony Johnson, short of a first down, by the way, by about 5 yards, so he has to break the tackle. He gets a great downfield block from his fellow receiver Antonio Nunn, and then he just becomes Anthony Johnson fighting his way to get into the end zone. Let's talk about the football part of it first and then what went into Anthony getting to that point after that.
Well, you know, at that stage, you know, third and long, you know, you're hoping to convert, but at the same time, we were going into the wind and we're really stretching Adams, you know, range going that direction. And I told Andy we needed about 4 to 5 more yards to attempt a field goal if possible. So, you know, the shorter route was there as an option, because if anything, we were going to at least get a field goal shot at winning it. And so, you know, there, you know, that was kind of the mindset, at least where I'm thinking more field goal at that time, possibly first down. But then of course, once Anthony broke the first tackle, you saw the ability that was going to possibly turn itself into the huge play it was.
Yeah, he would not be denied. And then as we find out afterwards, and that's what makes this play so much more amazing, and I think increases everyone's respect factor for who Anthony Johnson is, were the circumstances that he played this game under. As he told all of us and told everyone, that a personal tragedy literally less than 24 hours before affected maybe his ability to be out there for every play, but knowing what he went through, knowing what your coaches and his teammates did to help him get to the point where he could play that game, for him to do what he did on that play under those circumstances, how amazing is it?
Yeah, truly amazing for him. It just shows the type of person he is, the competitor he is. You know, we've been through a fair amount in a short time here in our program and dealing with tragedies and things that have happened and many that don't even, you know, make it out of the building, so to speak. But never have gone through a Friday night before a game at a hotel with what we experienced there. Made it very clear to Anthony and his family that he did not have to play, That was everything was going to be determined what he wanted to do, and kind of left it that way. And then in the morning, he came down to breakfast and just went about his business, and again was there, really proud of his teammates, his roommate at the hotel, KJ Osborne, did a great job, all the different things, the love and friendship that and sympathy that his teammates showed, and really came through. And the outcome was not even as important as watching some of those things really take place.
Yeah, I can only imagine what you went through. And again, from all of us and the entire Bulls Nation, our condolences to Anthony on the loss of one of his very best friends. And that was what happened in all of this. And certainly, we wish him and all the families that are involved well in that. But again, to see what he did under those circumstances with an incredibly heavy heart that affected his ability to be on the field as much as he normally would be. But again, we're still talking about an amazing play that wins the game, that gives the Bulls the 2-0 start heading into this weekend's game against Eastern Michigan, a Saturday kickoff at 6 o'clock at UB Stadium. And why not spend the day with your friends and families at the game? The UB football team opens up MAC conference play this Saturday when they host Eastern Michigan. It's the annual blackout game. All fans encouraged to wear black to the game, 6 o'clock kickoff. Be sure to arrive early for the tailgate concert series featuring country music star Chase Bryan. He'll go on the Stampede Square stage at 4. Get your tickets today by calling 1-877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com. When we return on the UB Football Insider Show with head coach Lance Leipold, we'll talk a little bit about what this win means for the season that's off to an undefeated 2-0 start. We're back at Santora's on Millersport right after this. It's the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with 3 breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and 2 of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first 4 home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Need a ride to the big game? Hate dealing with the headache of parking? Well, park no more, my friends. Ride-sharing service Lyft has got you covered. UB Athletics has partnered with Lyft for the season, so you don't have to worry about your ride. Haven't tried Lyft before? It's a slam dunk with $20 in free ride credit. Simply download the app and enter the code GOBUFF in the promo section. Limited availability. New users only. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. Want to remind you that the Tailgate Concert Series is back for its sixth consecutive season, featuring national recording acts Chase Bryant, Joe Nichols, and Night Ranger. Why not get the VIP game day experience for just $36 and receive a VIP credential, game ticket, hospitality tent access next to the stage, concession voucher, and more. To order or for more information, call 1-877-UB-THERE. I'm Paul Peck with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold as we continue to break down a huge win over the weekend against Temple, 36-29, a 2-0 start for the Bulls. We talked about the game-winning touchdown against Temple. I want you to touch on a couple other things that jumped out at you about this game. I'll throw some names out at you, and you can react. Cam Lewis, two interceptions. By the way, Mac East Defensive Player of the Week. Tyree Jackson with another great game, three touchdown passes. Mac East Offensive Player of the Week. Kevin Marks makes essentially his debut with 138 yards rushing. Chuck Harris, our guest on the show, huge pass rushes. Just talk a little bit about what all of those guys did in this game.
Yeah, a lot of guys making big impacts in the game. Cam, interception in the end zone, had another off a tip. He was effective in a nickel position again as a blitzer. We've talked about Cam's infectious play that he brings to our football team and always has. I think he's well deserving of that award. But again, we need Cam at his highest for us to continue to be a good defense. We're talking about turning that ball over, getting more turnovers, and
another three turnovers forced, now seven in two games, which is second in the country.
Well, we'll keep plugging away at that and keep going. But, we're on the right track. And I think, again, there's a lot of factors to that. And, obviously we talked about drilling it and doing some things, Paul. But at the same time, I just think our overall defensive team speed has increased and we're getting to where we need to be.
All right. Speaking of speed, Kevin Marks was a revelation in the game. Your running game struggled a little early. We had seen Kevin do some good things against Delaware State, but you insert him in, and all of a sudden, everything changed for you offensively.
Yeah, Kevin's a very talented, as many of our fans probably had a chance to witness on Saturday. Kevin was a little banged up after the Delaware State game, didn't practice on Tuesday, came out Wednesday, wasn't really very active, and it was like, we had a little talk. He's like, you got to do something today, Kevin, or otherwise it's going to be tough to take you on the trip. You got to be involved in the game plan. And he kind of fought through some things, went got his pads on, did some things, did a little bit more on Thursday, and then, lo and behold, he has a breakout game. But a bigger back, he's really good at sticking his foot in the ground and getting north and south. He has excellent speed for a back that size. Very talented, like I said, and I really like what our running back group brings, because they bring different things. And I think we're going to have conversations through the season, Paul, where we're going to be talking about different guys. And a different guy's going to – the game is going to kind of play out in a way that it fits that player's skill set the best, and you're going to see that guy kind of take over. And but it's a deep position and one that we're very confident in.
Your offensive line has not allowed a sack in the first two games. I know you're banging on wooden tables here, and I don't blame you. We don't talk as much about the line as we should. Yeah. Here's an opportunity for you to praise
those guys. It's been a good group. I think our guards, Tomas and Paul, have played really well. Our tackles been up and down, and Daryl, like Paul's, but they always have the biggest challenge too, and that's you see that at any level of football, of course. Those tackles always have a little bit more difficult time there. And then James O'Hagan's always been the steady one in the middle. And then whether it be the tight ends or the running backs in protection. And then, and equally important is the quarterback having to do a great job of getting rid of the ball. And when you become more experienced, you're able to have that type of success. And we're staying out of negative yardage plays.
And a lot of that is, like you said, Tyree Jackson and just, simple play of throwing it away. Did that maybe two or three times in the game against Temple where there wasn't anything there. Yeah. And he was under pressure, threw it away. Mm-hmm. Even the down by the goal line on the read option, which we don't see very much of anywhere, but he ran and he didn't want to take a chance of kind of fighting, so we kind of slid down. Those to me are all parts of the maturity process of a quarterback now as a three-year starter. Are these the things that you've been working to get Tyreek towards?
Absolutely. It's the best way to say it, the maturity process of you know, there's a fine line always between battling for something or trying to place a throw in somewhere or gaining the extra yard and then living for another day. And when you become more confident personally, more confident in your teammates, whether it be the line or the receivers, you know that you have the ability that if it's second and 10 that you throw it out of bounds, that third and 10 is still, you know, a makeable down and distance situation. And I think he has great confidence in that. And I think you see it in our play calling and you see it throughout really our whole program.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. Breaking down the start to the season, 2-0 for the Bulls. So two varying games of varying opponents, but can you kind of sum up for me what you've now, the body of work that is now two games in as to what you've liked about this team and what you still feel like you need to get better at?
Well, I think the thing I like defensively is creating those turnovers and the pressures that we'd like. I still think we're playing aggressively in that. I still think we have some assignment busts and some things we've got to shore up here sooner and stay within the scheme and the situation, which game experience helps, but we got to be better through the week as well. So I do like that. Offensively, again, we've talked at length about Tyree's performance and that. I think we've talked, whether it be last spring or through the summer, I think we had talked on here about the depth of the receiver position and a couple of young guys. We could talk about Anthony and KJ and guys like that, and deservedly so. But to me, it's a Charlie Jones that comes out of nowhere and makes big plays. And Charlie makes big play in the first quarter. Then he hardly plays again.
Yeah.
And then he gets put in at a timeout and ends up with a big third down catch. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that when you become a good football program and you have depth and you have guys like that, Kevin Marks coming off the bench and having those things, that's what I'm really proud of. I think, again, you alluded to the offensive line play and the consistency that we're getting there. But we have to get better. We still do. You know, special teams is still too up and down. There's some things consistently across the board that you'd like to see us get better at, but that's part of our job, and that's part of what we're always going to keep pushing.
All right, the big test comes up this Saturday. It's a test against another undefeated team, and it's a Mid-American Conference game. Coach and I will talk about Saturday's showdown with the Eastern Michigan Eagles when the UB Football Insider Show continues.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Introducing Qdoba's new Chicken Diablo Nachos. They're made with hand-diced pico de gallo, which means they're as fresh as...
fresh.
They're also loaded with juicy adobo chicken, flame-grilled in-house, which means they're as flavorful as... and they're topped off with fiery queso Diablo, so they're as spicy as... new Chicken Diablo Nachos, with the freshness, flavor, and fire you crave together in every bite. Try them today, only at Qdoba, united by flavor.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Water, naturally found in today's ethanol fuel, plus condensation from temperature change can cause phase separation in your gas tank, causing your engine to run rough, run dirty, and give you poor fuel economy. Castle Highway 95 Fuel Fixer stabilizes your fuel. With Castle, you get a smooth running engine and a clean ride. Look for Castle Highway 95 Fuel Fixer today.
Welcome back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. This is the UB Football Insider Show with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We continue to break down the start of the season, but we're going to focus on this coming game. It's a Saturday 6 o'clock kickoff for the Bulls at UB Stadium. Weather is expected to be great this weekend, and not only is it a Mid-American Conference game, but it's a Mid-American Conference game against one of the other pleasant, I don't want, maybe surprise teams a little bit. I don't, it's not fair to call your team a surprise team. I don't know that it's fair to call Eastern Michigan either, but they're off to a 2-0 start after wins over Monmouth and a big road win against Purdue. This is part of the Keys to the Game presented by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. First off, Coach, it's not every year that you have a September conference game. Maybe every 3 or 4 years it happens. You like that? Is it odd? Does it feel strange that you're not starting with your first four non-conference games?
I get it's different, I guess, is the best way to say it. I guess in other places that I've worked many times, you could be in conference play by this time. So for us, it's a little bit different. I am pleased by the fact that, you know, we've had seasons here in our first three where two games open week, one game open week. I don't like that as much as far as routine goes. And the nice thing about this game being plugged into this third week of the season, it does allow our November to be, I guess, more manageable and spread out with the weekday games, where if you look back to our first year, you know, we went on 5 days rest, you know, we had a seventh, then it was a six or something like that, and it got to be four games in 18 days. We don't have one of those, and that, and having the schedule this way really makes that possible. So I like that. When you put it holistically, I like it that way.
All right, so the challenge for the Eastern Michigan Eagles, who are, as I mentioned, off to a 2-0 start. That's a big win for them on the road. Second straight year they have defeated a Big Ten team on the road. They did it to Rutgers last year. They do it to Purdue this past Saturday, kicking a game-winning field goal at the buzzer. What have you learned about the Eastern Michigan Eagles through the first two games of their season?
You know, Chris Creighton's teams are always well-coached, well-disciplined. They play within themselves all the time. They'll battle everyone. You look at, you know, people talk about our season last year and the close games. They lost six straight games last year, and all of them were 7 points or less. And then they came back and won three of their last four, which says a lot about them as a program, where he's taken that program and where he's put it to be. They were a bowl team 2 years ago to what they went through last year. They've gone two consecutive years into, you know, like you just said, into Big Ten stadiums that come out with wins. This is a team that has upperclassmen, great leadership within their program and the culture he wants, and a confident group. And I don't know many people that would have looked at this game at the beginning or during the summertime would expect both teams to be sitting at 2-0 in the college football world.
Well, and that's what makes this such a fun and exciting game. We'll talk about their offense in a moment because their quarterback is doing some really good things, but I think you'll tell me Eastern Michigan's personality is from their defense. It was very good, amongst the best in the MAC last year. You got a couple of first-team All-MAC guys returning from a year ago. Defensively, what's going to be the challenge that Eastern Michigan is going to present for, obviously, your offense? It's done a lot of good things so far.
Well, their defensive end, Max Crosby, is probably one of the best in the country. I think statistically he had a great year last year. He
11 sacks, by the way, last year.
I'm sorry?
11 sacks
11,
last year.
11, yeah. And he's, you know, I said this earlier today on our MAC conference call that we our media conference calls that you know, we haven't played Eastern since we've been here as a staff, so it's been a while. It's one of the teams that we don't really have a lot of personal you know, background on. But during our head coaches meetings in the spring, just listening to other coaches talk, many felt that Eastern Michigan was the best defense, you know, maybe in the conference, if not in the Western Division last year. So that's, and that was coming from coaches that finished above them. They were highly impressed with what they did, how they played, their physicality, you know, and what they've done. So it's, you know, Chris has been there now. Chris Creighton's been there 5 years. He's done a great job. He's kind of got it, you know, on the direction he wants it, and it has his identity.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show. Offensively, they lose one of their school's all-time leading quarterbacks. Matter of fact, the fans of the NFL and the Hard Knock show will recognize Brogan Roback, the guy who was hanging there with Mayfield and the rest of them. He was the quarterback that played for them last year who has graduated, but they've been able to replace him with a graduate transfer from Iowa by the name of Tyler Wiegers, who has just completed 78% of his passes in the first two games. That's fourth in the country, so they have not missed a beat offensively.
Not right now, they haven't, and you know, again, getting a grad transfer quarterback that's been in bigger venues, done some things, doesn't get rattled, makes good decisions. What impresses me in their first couple games is his accuracy. He's very accurate with the ball. He's not making mistakes with it. And again, when you have a solid defense, you have some maturity and experience at quarterback, and they make great decisions, they're going to be in a lot of football games.
Excited for this week? I know you are, but I mean, this is, there's a lot that all of a sudden, an undefeated showdown, a MAC game, two teams that, you know, that are just getting ready to kind of burst through. I know you're fired up, aren't you?
Yeah, yes, we are. We're excited to get back to work, get ready for it.
All right, that's Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Lance, thanks for the insight. Good luck on Saturday, a 6 o'clock kickoff at UB Stadium against the Eastern Michigan Eagles. When we return, we'll talk to one of the bright stars of the season for the Bulls, who made one of the biggest plays of the game in the win over Temple. Defensive end Chuck Harris joins us. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub Grill, and I'd like to introduce our own 1927 house brew, brewed by 12 Gates, try our exclusive Seneca Street Amber Ale, or amazing Mean and Topper IPA. This house brew is named 1927 because it's the first year Santora's Pizza was sold in Western New York. We've also named the beers after the street locations of Santora's restaurants over the years. There's no better tradition in Western New York than a Santora's Pizza, and now pair that with a local house brew that has the same love and dedication that has been in our food for 91 years. Santora's Pizza Pub Grill, always working to give our guests the very best.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
The Learfield Directors' Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Grand Island Waste Management is excited to be a proud partner of the UB Athletics Department. Our services include septic service, portable toilet and dumpster rentals, along with grease trap cleanings. We have proudly served Western New York for the past 6 years. We are family-owned and operated. Donate a non-perishable food item, and we'll take $10 off our services, and we'll distribute it to the area food banks. Thank you from the Grand Island Waste Management family. Call 774-0418 for our service.
Welcome back, everybody, to the UB Football Insider Show. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. Hopefully, of course, you're listening to us on ESPN 1520. You might even be watching us on the Bulls Facebook page as well, too. The show available in both spots every Monday as we record here at Santora's during the lunchtime hour. And we're pleased to welcome in our guest this week is Bulls senior defensive end, Chuck Harris. Chuck, thanks for coming on the show. What's the last 48 hours or so been like for you coming off what I'm sure you'll tell me is one of the more memorable wins that you've had here at UB?
The last 48 hours have been really exciting. It's honestly been just a good chill back, laid back time with me and my brothers and stuff. You know, us being 2-0, you know, taking it to the field, it was nothing like it, honestly.
Was there something maybe that you were wanted to learn about your team in a game against a really good Temple team and the setting and trying to get 2-0? You know, did you think about that going into the game? And now that you've seen what your team was able to do, maybe what have you learned about this squad?
Well, honestly, from our senior class all the way down to our freshman class, we compete every day. So I knew we was a bunch of fighters. But from seeing that, it just helped us remember. Like Coach Lipo told us, it was going to be a 60-minute game, and it was literally a 60-minute game. So
yeah,
that was.
And you had to be fighters. And Coach and I talked about this earlier in the show that, you know, that second half was so back and forth and so many big plays and so many huge dramatic plays. And everybody thinks of the block punt could be a really crushing play for a team. But the Bulls just kind of slid it off and got back to work and wind up winning the game. Where do you think that is starting to come from, that resiliency?
I would say it come from our strength staff, honestly. The way they get after us every week, every day in the weight room, talking about from rehab to our tough lifts, it just, he make us fight through everything.
Did you know that Coach Lou Corral and the strength guys got up at 5 in the morning and went and ran the stairs at the museum there, the whole Rocky thing in Philadelphia? Did you know they did that?
I did not know that, but I am not surprised.
Well, talk about the ultimately resilient Philadelphia athlete. That would be Rocky Balboa, if you're old enough to even know who that is.
I know who Rocky is.
All right, well, good. But you guys showed a lot of that same kind of fighting spirit. All right, Chuck. Everybody's talking about the winning. There were so many big plays in the game. Everybody remembers the winning touchdown by Anthony Johnson. I want you to talk about that, but then we're going to give you credit for making the other play that guarantees the win. Take me through what you're seeing from your spot on the sidelines when Anthony scores the winning touchdown.
I was speechless because it was like, have you ever just looked at somebody and thought to yourself, like, you just witnessed something special? That's honestly what I thought as I was watching. It just gave me the chills watching him do that. And it was like, I know he's so tough, man. Ants, man, he come out every day, compete, man. He's so tough, man. Just seeing the adversity that he had to face by himself, it was memorable for me.
You know, when we all found out about that, and frankly, most of us didn't find out about that till after the game. I think a lot of us were stunned to see that he played the way he played and he made the play that he made, then knowing what he was going through. You as a teammate and a close friend of his, and I know you guys are close, how much did you help him? How much did you talk to him? What role did you help play in getting him to the point where he could do those things on the field?
I honestly believe I couldn't really do much for him, but just let him know that I was there. You know, I'm always here for him, you know. But him alone, he just attacked it alone. He's a tough guy. You know? And he went out there on his own. That's how I think about it.
Yeah, well, it was an amazing show of talk about the word resiliency, but heart and effort, but the play itself was amazing. We're with Bulls senior defensive end Chuck Harris here on the UB Football Insider Show. Well, then you, after that, clinched the win with one of the most amazing pass rushes I think anybody has seen around here in a long time. You left that left tackle for Temple waving it air when you were able to sack the quarterback and force the fumble that clinches the win. Take me through that play.
And, you know, Coach threw us out there in our pass down defense. And, you know, I spoke to Coach right before I got off the sideline. He was just like, man, we have to secure this win. You know, he put it on us. And you know what? I just told him we wouldn't work it any other way. The defense wanted it to be put on us. You know, our offense did their thing. You know, they went out there and attacked it. They scored. So we just had to do it. It was a team thing. It wasn't just me.
The pass rush has been markedly improved this year, even through the first two games. What do you attribute that to?
I attribute that to Coach Rock. He's on me all the time about pass rush. You know, we drill so much more pass rush now than we did last year. So he really be honest about that. He knew we had to improve on that, so we focus on that a lot. Our run defense is getting a lot better, especially with Khalil Hodges, you know, Joey Carter behind us, you know, taking it on. But I'm going to salute that to Coach Rock for sure.
With Bulls defensive lineman Chuck Harris. All right, last five games, the last three games of last year, the first two games of this year, you've had 33 tackles, three sacks, and 5.5 tackles for losses. Is there something that you point to from the end of last year that has carried through into this year about why maybe, at least from we see a different player statistically and on the big play end of things? Remember you had the big play with the touchdown at the end of last year too.
I'll say from last year to the first two games this year, honestly, we still got that mentality that, you know, that left a salty taste in our mouth not being able to go to a bowl game last year. But, you know, that's in the past now. But we're just coming this year with the whole new mentality of just we won't be denied and we refuse to lose.
Well, I think one of the things that has helped you guys that you spent a little time working on during the offseason is hanging out with maybe the all-time greatest pass rusher in football history. We're going to talk to Chuck about his connections to Khalil Mack and a little bit more about who Chuck is and where he grew up and what his life is all about. We'll do that when we return. It's the Bulls in Eastern Michigan, Saturday at 6 o'clock at UB Stadium, Stampede Square Concert Series with Chase Bryant. Gets going at 4. We'll have much more to get you ready for that. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
The Learfield Directors' Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Need a ride to the big game? Hate dealing with the headache of parking? Well, park no more, my friends. Ride-sharing service Lyft has got you covered. UB Athletics has partnered with Lyft for the season, so you don't have to worry about your ride. Haven't tried Lyft before? It's a slam dunk with $20 in free ride credit. Simply download the app and enter the code GOBUFF in the promo section. Limited availability. New users only. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance. We got this, Coach.
Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Welcome back to... Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. My name is Paul Peck. I'm the voice of the Bulls, joined for another segment here by Bulls senior defensive end Chuck Harris. Chuck, we want to talk to you a little bit about yourself and how you kind of came up and where you're from and all that stuff. But the first thing I want to talk to you about is, did you watch the performance of your fellow UB alum Khalil Mack in the Bears-Packers game on Sunday night and witness one of the greatest defensive performances in NFL history?
Yes, I did. And it was honestly just breathtaking to watch him just do what he did up there.
That's a great word. I couldn't have thought of a better word. And part of the reason I ask it is because you do a lot of the same things that Khalil does, but because of the connection that Khalil has, not only to this program as a grad, but having Ladarius Mack as his brother, that's allowed you to get to know Khalil maybe a little bit better and kind of tap into his knowledge a little bit. Tell everybody about some of the interactions you've had over the summer with Khalil and maybe some of the things that you've learned from either talking to him or watching him.
Well, honestly, over the summer, one thing I did learn from Khalil Mack was that staying close to your brothers is the best thing I could do as being a D1 college football player. And, you know, us doing our drills and stuff, you know, him coming up, showing us a lot of, you know, the way he worked, you know, his work ethic and everything, it was great. It was, you know, he taught me a lot more, honestly. And I do salute a lot of my pass rush more to him, too.
How fortunate is it to be able to have the greatest defensive player in the NFL right now be a guy that you can say, hey, how'd you do that?
It was... Man, it was amazing, especially when we was out there doing, you know, a little pass rush things, you know, working on our hands, our footwork, our hand placement. You know, everything he does, he's a technician. He literally focuses on that. He made me focus on it, so it made me better.
Yeah, what a great teacher. What a great resource for you. So you grew up in the Detroit area, Southfield, Michigan, but I think you're a Detroit guy through and through, right? So tell me a little bit about, and I think the interesting thing that a lot of us have learned about you is that you didn't get into the sport of football till a little bit younger in your life than maybe a lot of your other teammates did. Take me through how that sort of evolved for you.
Yeah, you know, I got into football my 11th grade year of high school. I couldn't afford it growing up as a kid, you know, single mother in the home. Let me say hey to my mom real fast.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, hey, mom.
What's your name?
Shelby.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
Shelby, thanks for sending this guy here to Buffalo. We appreciate that very much.
It was always a type of sport, just game I always wanted to play. You know, I always, you know, I used to go around bragging to my friends, like, I'm going to play in the NFL one day, you know, and I'm talking about this is before I even played football, you know, but every time we played, you know, it was like I was a star out there playing. We were all stars, you know, you know, it was fun, you know, growing up playing that, especially, you know, like a lot of my teammates been playing since they were 7 and 8. So, you know, when I told them I played only in 11th grade and after that we got up here, basically, they was like, wow, you know, like that's really amazing. Like, but honestly, I look at all my other teammates and just admire them because, you know, they've been playing it for so long. To think that they still going hard at it is amazing to me.
Lions fan growing up or another? Like, so who was the inspiration for you a little bit?
Well, back when I was a kid, it was Ndamukong Suh. Mm-hmm. When I used to watch him play, I just was like, okay, like, that's who I want to be like. You know, he was on the inside, me being on the outside, but I was like, if it's anywhere, like, of my gameplay, I want to salute, like, Ndamukong Suh.
That's a good role model to have. So, basically, Ndamukong Suh and Khalil Mack are the two guys who you've looked up to. That's not a bad grouping of players there. So, at what point, Chuck, as you start playing in 11th grade, does the reality start to set in that, you know, I used to joke with my buddies about playing in the NFL, but now I have a chance to actually go to college and play and keep that dream alive?
That came... To my knowledge, my senior year, you know, I received my first my first offer from Morgan State University, HBCU down in Maryland. But after that, I received my second one from, you know, University at Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And I honestly took those two visits and My last visit was at the University of Buffalo.
So what's what clinched it for you here?
What clinched it for me here? It was, well, Coach Lightpo, you know, Coach Borland. Just all the love I got when I was up here, you know, it made me feel like I was right back at home. Same weather conditions. I mean, it wasn't too far from home, you know. Just it made me feel home, like, up here.
Yeah, and honestly, a lot of the games, because of the footprint of the MAC, gets you even a lot closer at home, too. That's kind of fun, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. My family loves it because they get to come to, like, almost every game. You know, it's not a far drive, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Central Michigan game is only a couple hours away. That's coming up later on this season. Toledo and Bowling Green are pretty close for you as well, too. You know, Cam Lewis, who, as we mentioned earlier in the show, just named the MAC East Defensive Player of the Week after the two picks against Temple. You guys, both Detroit guys, came in together. Is that somebody that, did you know Cam before that? Or since you've kind of come together, how have you developed that relationship?
I literally started to know Cam the day after signing day, back in high school. You know, I saw, you know, our names in the top 30 in the newspaper, and I saw another kid going to Buffalo. I knew a Tyree because we were going to play Tyree, but I didn't know a Cam until after the day after signing day, and I saw the newspaper said Cam Lewis going to Buffalo. So, you know, I was like, I'm going to look into this kid, and, you know, me watching his film, and I was like, oh, man, like, we got another dog coming up there, you know, and I was like, just seeing him play Saturday, I already knew, you know. Honestly, I expect those type of things out of Cam, you know. He's a Brazilian guy. He came that way.
With Bulls defensive end Chuck Harris. So you and Cam and Tyree got that Michigan bond going a little bit?
Yeah, we do. We call it the murder meeting.
Oh, I love it. All right, wrapping up with Chuck. Chuck, tell everybody here one thing that they might not know about Chuck Harris. Something about what you like, your hobbies, your personality. Tell us something that we're not going to see on the stat sheet about Chuck Harris.
One thing about me is I like to draw a little bit.
Great.
I can't draw much, but I like to draw, like, whenever I get bored. I do it all day.
Anything in particular? Did you draw anything in particular?
I don't know. I just try to draw everything I look at. Like, if I'm looking at a bottle of, you know, ketchup, I might just try to draw it. So I'm just trying to work on my craft.
All right. Well, you know, you got a good view here of Coach. Maybe you could whip up a little drawing of Coach here as he's enjoying his
lunch. I can't draw that good, yeah.
You know, maybe a little full focus on the lunch there from Santora's that Coach is enjoying. Hey, Chuck, it's been amazing to see your development over your career here.
I appreciate it.
And we know that it's only going to continue to get better with 10 or more games remaining on the season. Keep up the good work, and we'll keep looking for number 92 to keep making big plays.
We all appreciate the support.
All right, that's Chuck Harris, Bulls senior defensive end and one of the true leaders and stars of the Buffalo defense. We've got much more to come to get you ready for a big game on Saturday. It's the Bulls and the undefeated Eastern Michigan Eagles at 6 o'clock at UB Stadium. More to come on that one when we return to Santora's. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
As a young boy, Gavin loved playing football. He lived and breathed it, wanted to go pro. Why, he'd spent hours upon hours just practicing his touchdown dances. And one day, while getting fitted for bifocals,
he realized he was never much good at throwing or running or catching or even kicking. Yeah, Gavin's chances of playing pro football were looking like fourth and long. Very long. But he did hear how Geico could save him money on car insurance, so he switched and saved. Then he did kind of a touchdown dance. At least he was still good at that.
Welcome back. It's the final segment of the UB Football Insider Show from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, Buffalo's original pizzeria. We thank Coach Leipold and Chuck Harris for joining us. We are here recording the show every Monday at noon, so if you want to come and grab some lunch and get a chance to meet Coach and Bulls players, this is the place to come to catch the taping of the UB Football Insider Show. And don't forget the UB Football Insider TV show airs every Thursday at 7:30 on the CW23. Don't forget, come spend some time with your friends and families at UB Stadium this fall. The UB football team opens up Mid-American Conference play this Saturday when they host Eastern Michigan, undefeated Eastern Michigan. It's the annual blackout game. All fans encouraged to wear black to the game. Kickoff at 6 o'clock. Be sure to arrive early for the tailgate concert series featuring country music star Chase Bryant. Purchase your tickets today by calling 1-877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com. It's our weekly check-in with Assistant Athletic Director for Communications and television star John Fuller. John, welcome into the show. And we've had a lot of fun busting your chops about it. If anybody who saw, after they watched the replays of the Anthony Johnson winning touchdown at Temple, they might have seen someone running around, jumping around in gray, fist pumping and high-fiving. You are all over the TV replay. We love your enthusiasm. Don't ever stop, but it was a lot of fun to see.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, that's just pure emotion right there, obviously. You know, I was so happy for the guy, so happy for that win. It was just got caught up in the moment, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, and I think you, because as long as you've been here, you understand how significant that win was, how important the victory was, the moment that was involved in that. Can you sum up all of that? Much like I asked Chuck Harris to sum it up 48 hours later.
Yeah, you know, it just, we haven't been in that position often, right? I mean, yeah, we haven't, you know, we've seen those games go the other way. You look at how that game went, and we had the lead, and then Temple kept coming back, and in years past, maybe we don't win that game. But to be able to just come down the field, score with under a minute to go, and on a fourth, third and 10, it was just incredible, and it was just, you know, all the emotion just let out.
Yeah, and then I think the other thing that has resonated with a lot of fans is once you find out after the game what went into the Anthony Johnson situation, and I still am having a hard time sort of expressing my incredible admiration for him, that, you know, you see what he did on the field, and then to find out how, what was going on with the emotions of the personal tragedy he dealt with. Maybe you can do a better job at talking about it than I can.
I mean, I didn't even know what happened, right? I mean, it's funny because I went into the locker room, and everybody's going crazy after the game. And then I went to get Anthony to come talk to you because you do the post-game interviews in the locker room. And I could see that his eyes were all swollen and red. It looked like he'd been crying. And I didn't know. Like, I didn't understand. So I didn't say anything. But I was like, maybe, you know, he's just I didn't know what it was. So I pulled him over, and he did the interview, and then it was just at that moment when you were talking to him that
we both learned at the same time.
We learned at the same time. I really had no idea. So just looking back at that and what he had gone through, and to be able to fight through that, and you almost have to think, like, you know, that he got some, you know, help from above, from his friend looking over him when he fought that extra yard to get that touchdown, because he was a madman on that last play. Yeah. I mean, to first of all, to make that catch, to shed that tackle. Because I don't think people realize that. Because I went back and watched the replay of the game. Like, it was a third and 10, but it was only about a 5-yard pass. So if he gets tackled right there, you're looking at about a 42-yard field goal, you know, to win the game. But he's able to shed that tackle, and then obviously fight through about two or three other Temple players and just will his way into the end zone. And it was an incredible incredible play.
With John Fuller, the Assistant Athletic Director for Communications at the University of Buffalo, this is the UB Football Insider Show. Well, with a win like that, the awards start to roll in, and a couple of them rolled in very early from the Mid-American Conference on Monday. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, Tyree Jackson for the second week in a row was the MAC East Player of the Week. He threw for 275 yards and three touchdowns, but I think he was a was play in the fourth quarter that really earned them that, you know, the back-to-back scoring drives to give the Bulls the lead, and obviously the game-winning winner at the end. And then Cam Lewis, for the first time in his career, was MAC Player of the Week after his two-interception performance. First player since Akasey Alozie in 2015 against Ohio to have two interceptions in a game. So great performance by Cam.
I'll put you on the spot on here. When was the last time the Bulls had both the offensive and defensive players of the week in a given week? Do you remember? Did that happen last year?
I don't know.
All right. Well, he'll work
on
that.
You stumped me.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
It's not often that I ever get to stump
you. Well, I literally just got the news before
right.
we came on
so
the air, so
on,
I will
on,
have that
check
for you.
Check UBBulls.com, and it'll be in John's game notes to get you ready for Eastern Michigan. I know you also looked at some of the NCAA statistics where the Bulls are rather prominently positioned.
Yeah, I think the biggest number is turnover margin. You know, the Bulls have forced 7 turnovers already through 2 games and only have committed 1 turnover. They're second in the nation in turnover margin, but I think the most more impressive about that 7 turnovers is the Bulls only forced 13 turnovers all of, or 14 turnovers all of last year and 13 the year before that. So that's always been an issue with this team, not being able to force turnovers. So I think it's been so impressive the way the Bulls have been able to take the ball away. And obviously, and then they've been able to take advantage of that on the offensive side of the ball
as
well.
Yeah, and Tyree Jackson second in the country with the 9 touchdowns.
Yep, 9 touchdowns, second
to a guy who's played 3 games already.
Exactly. And first quarterback ever in school history to throw 9 touchdowns over the first 2 games of the season.
Wow, good stuff. Going to be fun on Saturday, an early season undefeated showdown with conference implications. This is what football's all about, isn't
Love
it?
Big game on Saturday. Hope everybody comes out.
Yeah, it's a 6 o'clock kickoff. The Bulls and Eastern Michigan, the Eagles, are also 2-0. Chase Bryant, country music star on the Stampede Square stage at 4. Make sure you're there. Weather is going to be great, at least the early forecast says that. No reason to come out and see some really fun, high-quality football. Might not get a lot of that. The rest from the other team in town as the season goes on. So come on out to UB Stadium on Saturday and watch the undefeated Bulls take on Eastern Michigan. We thank you for joining us. We thank Chuck Harris and Lance Leipold for joining us on this week's edition of the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
On the UB Sports Network from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Ad Pro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23, by Town BMW, Comdoc, Nike, and by Pepsi. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the UB Sports Network.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.